program is brought to you in living color.
We call it Record Ben Roulette.
Outstanding.
Episode number 200 even. This is John Maynard.
And John Kessler, negotiating with the currency of vinyl. Keeps its value, you know.
Category? Best use of a harp in a pop song.
Our story today is about harps, and it begins 5,000 years ago in the Mesopotamian Valley.
As you may know, on our days off, John and I explore ancient tunes where we have discovered early harps, 47 strings, 7 pedals.
And if you didn't know, the harp is the predominant instrument in the Bible.
How long has it been since you've read the book of Revelation?
Revelation 14. And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. And they sung, as it were, a new song before the throne.
Hallelujah!
It's not often a pop harp tune cracks the top 10, as harpist Robert Maxwell did in the 60s with his Shangri-La.
But curiously, the world's most renowned harpist was never classically trained.
It was Harpo. Never spoke in the 13 Marx Brothers films, but Record Ben Roulette has this rare Harpo footage.
One night I'm playing, and I felt sick, and I practically keeled off the stool. And she says, get that son of a bitch back on that stool. So again, I fell off the stool. So they sent for a doctor, and he looked at me, the doctor, and he said, he's got the measles. She says, get him the hell out of here.
Penis is good for you. Penis is good for you.
And if you need a reminder, there is a harp on every Guinness label.
Guinness is good for you.
Record Ben Roulette, our episode today, best use of harp in a pop song. It's been proven harps can calm wild animals. Susan Raymond calms the elephants at the San Diego Zoo.
As I would play, I would notice that all the animals would lay down and roll over on their backs.
Let my Simba go.
Fee, fi, fo, fum.
As you'll recall, that big mean giant in Jack and the Beanstalk was subdued by...
Don't forget, there's still the magic harp.
Yeah, that's the ticket.
Of course, you have your harp in classical music in every symphony, but we're here to give you best harp in a pop song. Is it The Carpenters?
Then I remembered her strange perfume.
Couldn't be Cher, could it?
Sorry.
Stevie Wonder?
Tasty, but not the one.
Wednesday morning at 5 o'clock as the day begins.
Let me know if I'm getting warmer here.
You are.
All right then, how about...
The long and winding road.
Bingo.
That leads to your door.
And right there, it's best use of harp in a pop song.
Robert Maxwell, scripture from Revelation, Harpo Marx.
The Guinness Beer Jingle, The Zoo Lady with Simba, Debussy.
The Carpenters, Cher, Stevie Wonder, The Beatles, John Maynard.
And John Kessler. Watch all the Record Ben Roulette episodes at YouTube and at KPLU.org.